Geologists raise concerns about the potential for another slope failure above Beach Road, and severe weather reveals that previous construction projects in Haines were carried out without landslides in mind. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Three Skagway residents tested positive for COVID-19, according to a press release from the municipality of Skagway. Cody Jennings with Skagway's Emergency Operations Center says there is a high level of certainty that no community transmission occurred as a result of these cases, based on an investigation by Dahl Memorial Clinic and the state public health nurse. Currently, there are no plans for a shelter-in-place order in Skagway. Those who are displaying symptoms of COVID-19 are urged to call the Dahl Memorial Clinic to set up an appointment for a test. Geologists studying the landslide that swept Beach Road in Haines are concerned that more material could break loose. They identified a deep crack in the hillside extending south of the existing slide area during helicopter flights. At a town hall meeting Thursday evening, Eric Stevens with the Haines Avalanche Center said the team of geologists is using light detection and ranging imagery, better known as LIDAR, to examine the crack without putting anyone in danger.
But this is one of the tools that the geo team has been using to try to analyze and understand any features that stand out that could be of concern. So this LIDAR is a very high precision altitude measurement, basically.
The LIDAR imagery shows that the crack cuts south across the hillside above several structures. Stevens said that the team of geologists was unable to determine how far the crack extends.
We're working on and analyzing this data as quickly as possible and trying to answer that question and some other questions as well. So we'll be gathering more LIDAR data over the slide and doing our best to try to fully understand the extent of this.
The geologists warned that if a second landslide occurred at Beach Road, it could trigger a localized tsunami. Residents living along Beach Road, south of the Portage Cove campground, evacuated their homes following last week's slide. Upper Mount Riley Road was added to the evacuation area on Wednesday. The Haynesboro Police Department is working with Alaska State Troopers to prevent people from entering the evacuation zone. Interim Haynesboro Manager Aleka Fullerton says there have been issues with residents trying to enter the area.
They are putting themselves in jeopardy, and they are putting our first responders in jeopardy, and I take that very seriously.
Haynes residents David Simmons and Janae Larson are still missing since the slide swept through their home on Beach Road last week. Alaska State Troopers suspended their search for the missing persons on Monday. Fullerton says ground searches can resume when geologists determine that the slide area poses a low enough risk to search and rescue teams. Last week's storm and landslides revealed that much of Haines, where there are no building codes, wasn't constructed with landslide risk in mind. About 50 families had to evacuate their homes last week. Another third of town is still on evacuation warning. Experts say that as the climate changes, wetter weather means some homes will become unsafe. Claire Strempel reports for Alaska's Energy Desk.
The road down to Terry Bostable Podziki's property is lined with cars. There's a moving truck packed to the gills out front. She evacuated last week and has been staying at her ex-husband's place with about a dozen family members and eight dogs. On Tuesday, a group of geologists visited and didn't like the looks of new cracks in her walls and plaster. Then they thought the road shifted. She grabbed her family photos.
I really thought I was just going to take a trunk of photos out this morning, and I called my son and asked him to leave work for 10 minutes just to help load it with my son-in-law, and before I knew it, there were dozens of people here and a moving van and taking everything out of the house, and I'm so overwhelmed with gratitude.
Within an hour and a half, it looked like a moving crew had come through her Picture Point property. But it turns out the road didn't shift. This time. Bostable Podziki's home is in a zone below Mount Rapinski that geologists are calling the slump. It's an area of silt and clay that slides when it's inundated with water. And it slumped before. Earth movement shifted Lutak Road and damaged a home in 2012. The borough declared it a disaster. Engineers from Seattle recommended $1.6 million in drainage updates. But that never happened.
The mountains are beautiful, but they are also dangerous.
Ronald Donnan is a visiting geohydrologist for the state of Alaska. When he's not crunching mountainside data, he's driving around Haines in a Chevy Astro to measure water pressure, an indicator for mudslides. When it's high, it means there's pressure building underground, and that can lead to a slide.
What I see around town is a level of unpreparedness in terms of hydrological events. So a lot of development going on, people building houses where they think they want to live, which is fine. But all the construction, it seems, has clearly a lack of hydrological understanding of this environment.
That's not unique to Haines. Haines, like many rural areas in Alaska, does not have a building code. It doesn't have an up-to-date emergency mitigation plan either. Think of that plan as a map of potential hazards and a blueprint for how to respond. Donnan says that even though there are people who know things should be done better, there just isn't the money to support them. So even when planners and permitting bodies want to keep people safe, they don't have the resources to do it. Brad Ryan used to be the facilities director in Haines. He was around while the then borough planner tried to update that hazard mitigation plan.
It's a massive undertaking to understand what the hazards are when it comes to small communities in particular, where there's not a lot of resources. And obviously, we're in Southeast Alaska, there's not a lot of things that are developed. So every time you move into a new area, you have to think about another evaluation of the hazards in those areas. So it's money, it's people, and it's also that we're small relative to the areas surrounding us.
The consequences are real. Landslides aren't what people think of when considering climate change. It's usually sea level rise and hurricanes. But since the state declared a disaster in Southeast Alaska last week, Donnan says 20 communities in the region have asked him to do aerial surveys on mountains and steep terrain surrounding development. There's only so much prevention money can buy, and communities often resist building regulation. Even with updated and maintained culverts, a new hazard plan, and aerial surveys, there's no predicting nature. For the moment, blue sky reflects off of fresh snow on mountains surrounding Haines. But increased rain and storms, like last week's, are in the long-term forecast. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Claire Strempel.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.